Do you hear that? Those are the giggles and shrills and thrills that could not be contained as these three friends gathered under a tree. They're trying to ward off the heat of the day, wearing head coverings bedazzled by the bling of rhinestones in patterns of flowers and traditional designs.
We're from Burma, and our religion is Muslim.
The young girls are excited about the day. Their families are preparing for a party.
We have some rice to eat, like we have some cow. But yeah, we will like eat and we cook it and we eat it. And you can come, like in 7 o'clock, like those.
At the party, they and as many as 63 other children living in Logan will show off their new backpacks containing school supplies and purchased through donations gathered as part of an Eagle Scout project by Logan High School freshman Landon Jensen.
Okay, your backpack number 29. Okay, and you got yours, 7B. You are 58.
I think it's great that we're able to help them. Our neighbors have been really generous and given a lot of stuff. We received like $1,500 from them, and that's a lot.
Jensen and the other members of his troop weren't even sure what a refugee was, where Burma was located on a map, or even realized that many of these refugees are their classmates.
I didn't know where it was.
I still don't know. It's near India.
Need it.
I didn't know there were refugees living in Logan, but I guess I kind of know what a refugee is. It's like someone who's been displaced and needs to leave so they can be safe.
I was hoping maybe I could help some of the kids that maybe I'll see at school. That'd be kind of cool to see how they do, and like hopefully they will like get good grades and hopefully grow up to help other people too.
Thank you very much for the backpack.
For about a year now, Nelda Alt has been working with the Utah Department of Workforce Services to schedule doctor's appointments, provide public transportation training, and help find furnishings for apartments throughout Cache Valley for refugees representing three ethnic groups, the Burmese, the Karen, and the Chin.
I work with about 40 households. Most of them are families, not all of them are. Some of them are just houses of single men who are working, who are sending money back to Thailand. But most of them are families. They're probably close to 200 people. Half of them are under 18. So they're very young. It's a very young group that we're working with.
All of these families escaped from refugee camps set up to harbor victims of ethnic cleansing.
A lot of people who came here today have family members who are still in the camps or who are still living in Burma, which is a very dangerous place for them to live as a religious or an ethnic minority. The United States decides every year how many refugees they're going to accept and how many from what location, too.
Refugees from Burma have been living in Logan for the past 4 years. Some are new to the area, living here less than a year, but all are employed and seeking opportunities for education.
I see in these backpacks, I see just more tools to get it figured out. The kids are really bright, and now that they have the things to work with, I'm excited most about the calculators and things like that, which mean you can borrow a calculator from school, but it's not the same, and I think it's empowering to have your own.
And like in Burma, we get what we get, and if girls get boys, and it's okay. Yeah, so I don't care.
Twice a week, volunteers work to help parents learn to speak English and assimilate into a new community and culture.
One of the women who was here, her daughters go to Wilson and Mount Logan. She was a teacher in a refugee camp, one of three teachers that taught 400 students. They ran 45 minutes of kindergarten, had the kids go out the door. First graders came in for 45 minutes, and that's the kind of education that you can get in a refugee camp. So when a family comes here to the United States where their 16-year-old is suddenly in 10th grade, with, you know, having had that kind of background, it's a big struggle. A lot of families are making it, though, as far as education. The kids are doing really well. And there are other kids who struggle.
Donations of clothing, furniture, and school supplies to assist Cache Valley's refugee community are always welcome. Find out how you can help by going to our website at upr.org, where you can learn more about the state's refugee programs. Reporting from Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.